Welcome to Mammon Audio. In the days when corporal punishment was still widespread, the last vestiges of childhood often dovetailed with the awakenings of puberty, with often heady results. This anonymous contributor recalls such an occasion. He writes, "When I was a month or two short of 15, I started going out with Emma, who was about 2 years younger than me. Her parents weren't too crazy about the age difference at that time, but we persuaded them to let the relationship continue. Emma's dad was head gardener at a big country house, and the family lived in a cottage on the estate. The huge advantage of this for two randy teenagers was that there were plenty of nooks and crannies where we could slip into for some intimate time, on the pretext of going out for a walk. Our favorite was the hay loft of the old stables, where we miraculously also discovered a musty, discarded mattress. I should say that nothing much happened between us at first to give Emma's parents much to worry about. She was a sensible and quite modest girl, and our playtimes consisted mostly of cuddling, French kissing, and me feeling up her breasts. Emma allowed nothing below the waist, so if I even tried to cuddle her bottom, she would move my hand away firmly, albeit with a bit of glint in her eye. All this changed one day when I went to call, though. For some reason I couldn't make out, Emma's parents were rather cold with me, although I wasn't turned away flat. Emma herself also seemed very upset for some reason. Eventually, after some tea and a piece of cake, I suggested going for a walk, and we headed off. After we had gone a few yards, I asked Emma what the matter was. She replied that nothing was wrong. When we got to the hayloft, we started kissing and cuddling as usual. After a few minutes of caressing her tits through her jumper, I could feel my erection straining against the fabric of my underpants, and I thought I'd try my luck again, and moved my hand down to the seat of her jeans. To my surprise, she flinched and instead of moving my hand away immediately, she began to cry. Eventually, I got the story out of her. To my horror, she told me that her mum had found and read her diary. I must admit that at first my reactions were entirely selfish. Utterly thankful that we hadn't got up to anything serious, otherwise I wouldn't have been surprised if her father had come after me with his shotgun. However, it seemed things were bad enough. Emma was very embarrassed, but eventually she admitted she had written about masturbating, and the thoughts that went through her head when she did it. It seems her mother's response was pretty robust. She burned the diary, then took her daughter upstairs. Emma was made to take down her jeans and knickers, then lie face down on the bed while her mum thrashed her thoroughly with one of her father's belts. The reason for the flinching when I touched her bottom now became clear. To my shame, my reaction to all this, once I had got over the initial shock, was not one of tender empathy but extreme arousal. I'm sure Emma would have been glad to have dropped the subject like a hot brick, but I kept probing for more and more details, and once again, I had an enormous hard-on as I made her recount the spanking in the tiniest detail. I drew Emma closer, kissed her on the open mouth, then asked her what she thought of when she touched herself. Again, it took a few tries to get it out of her, but she eventually confessed to fantasizing about me licking her out down there. Maybe I was wrong to do it when she was so vulnerable, but I decided to make a move. I told Emma she needed to let me examine her bottom, in case things had gone too far, and we needed to get help for her. I'm not sure how convincing that was. Maybe she was just ready to do it anyway, but eventually she shyly turned her back on me. I heard the zip come down on her jeans, and then caught sight of a pair of primrose yellow knickers, which in turn were coyly peeled down to reveal my beloved's beautiful young bottom. Emma's mum was of West Indian descent, and her daughter's own skin was coffee-coloured. Nevertheless, the evidence of the belt's work was plain to see, with several bright red welts still visible around 12 hours after the spanking. I reached out my hand, and this time, touched her tenderly as I felt the raised lines on her smooth skin. Then, daringly, I brought my face close to her bum and kissed her there. She shuddered with pleasure, but then drew back with a no. Slyly, I replied, if you've been punished for this, it seems the least we can do is to make you deserve the spanking. Just don't write about it. I added, and she giggled. Gently but firmly, I turned her around and for the first time, I saw a girl's genitals up close. Emma had a thin covering of black, velvety hair on her pubis. Lie back. She obeyed. I opened her legs and for the first time in my life, put my mouth on a girl's vagina. She smelled and tasted much stronger than I expected, and I was almost sick. With the hindsight of maturity, I realize now a girl's privates are something of an acquired taste. Nevertheless, I persevered and began to lick her gently but thoroughly. Her bottom cheeks contracted with pleasure as I licked her out, and eventually she experienced an intense climax. That was the start of more overtly sexual encounters between us. The next time, Emma took my pants down and used her mouth on me too, even allowing me to come in her mouth. However, that was as far as we went. I would have gladly fucked her, but a fear of pregnancy, and Emma's desire to save herself for a future husband meant we never went all the way. Nevertheless, we spent many an afternoon up in that loft with our mouths on each other's genitals. I even began to give Emma the occasional play spanking over my knee. Our ways parted when I went away to university. Despite initial attempts to keep up a long-distance relationship, it was of course doomed. I lost my virginity to another girl at a Freshers' Week party, and that was that. But I still look back nostalgically to those days of burgeoning sexuality, and I'm thankful for the motherly discipline which delivered them to me.